Hello, it's Cole, Jedi Cole Houston of the United States of Geekdom and the Jedi Cole Universe, with the latest installment of the Convention Awareness Project. And this evening we're talking to Keith Holmes of the DFW G.I. Joe Action Figure Show.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show. Tonight we're going to concentrate on another show that's coming up. We like to try to have more than just, hey, here's what's going on. We like to talk to the people behind the scenes, the people behind the show, and give people a little bit of the flavor of what's going on from the people who are putting it on. The show in question, as I said, is the DFW G.I. Joe and Action Figure Show, which will be held in Carrollton, Texas, on Saturday, October 6, 2012. And why don't you give us a little background, Keith, on the show itself. How long have you been around as far as producing this show?
Well, for far as producing the show, we as a club, the DFW Joe Club, kind of came to a final decision in July to have a show. We helped out in some of the great Texas G.I. Joe show, but it became evident that the promoter was not going to have a show this year. We continued to look at what the options were. As a club, we had never put on a show itself, but we had always helped in the marketing and the running of the show. You saw all the guys you saw at the front of the line at the desk signing people in. Those were club members from the Dallas-Fort Worth group.
Oh, excellent. So this is your startup show, but you've had a lot of experience kind of behind the scenes in other capacities, in other shows.
Yes. I've been going, I hate to say it this way, but I've been going to shows for over 10 years. I think 1998 was probably the first show that I went to. And I like to hang around with the show promoters and talk with them and see how things are going. And I've traveled to Los Angeles for some of the Weekend of Heroes shows. I've been to almost every national G.I. Joe show. I've been to quite a few of the Joe Lana shows. I think I might have been up. Probably been to 8 of those. Absolutely. And all of those people I've formed friendships with and have talked with them and sat at the bar and talked to them about their problems and listened to things that are going on. And when it kind of came up time for us to do a show, I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I had an idea of what needed to happen.
Well, having put on some little swap meets myself, that's the best approach you can take, is kind of observe, watch what's going on with other shows you go to, talk to the promoters, learn what you can, take what works for you from what you see, and jettison the rest. And that's really, I think, going to be a key to your success with this one.
Yes, you know, you look at the Great Texas G.I. Joe show. It built up over time. And it last year was like the pinnacle of the shows for the Great Texas G.I. Joe show. It was outstanding. We were starting out. We had 3 months to get it up and running. We were starting from a nobody, trying to be somebody. And we realized that to repeat what the Great Texas G.I. Joe show did last year, we're not ready for.
And oh, absolutely.
So what we tried to say, this is our scope. And we had facilities of where we met at for our G.I. Joe show, for our G.I. Joe club. And the facilities was large enough to house a small show. We have roughly 23 tables for vendors to sit at. We minimize the risk to everyone. We are not making any money off this show.
Sounds like my early swap meets. I pretty much made what I got off my own tables when I had time to mess with them.
I know how that goes. In fact, I even gave up my own table to bring in another vendor. I was planning to sell some of my stuff at the show, but we felt that it was more important to have a few more vendors besides me being there at the show. So we sold out. In fact, we have 2 or 3 vendors in the waiting list.
Oh, wow.
So
that's never a bad place to be, really.
No, we were really surprised. We hit 16, and we just seemed to hang at 16 dealers for the longest time. And then within a week, we sold all the rest.
Nice thing is, it sounds like you definitely have your G.I. Joe chops behind you as a group and as an individual as well. And you've got something with a built-in appeal that just goes back for decades.
Yeah, I mean, almost any age kid from, I don't know, probably 9 years old, maybe younger, to 50, 60, has a, remembers G.I. Joe or has something of G.I. Joe in their closet, or they know what it means. It's not something, it's covered. You know what G.I. Joe means.
Oh, I mean, you look at somebody like me who's in their 40, late 40s, and I had the original G.I. Joes growing up. And then in the ghastly years when there wasn't anything Star Wars to collect, I got very heavily into the new G.I. Joes.
Sure.
It was the closest thing you could find to, you know, filling that 3 3/4 inch passion with something really cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up with 1/6 scale G.I. Joes when I was young. I got my brother's hand-me-downs. I got a few new accessory sets for myself. And then I was pretty much dormant once I moved across state and didn't do anything with them. I'd actually given them all away. And around 97, I got interested in G.I. Joes again. And I started collecting again all the various vendors that came out around that time. Dragon, 21st Century, Cotswold, Elite Brigade, and others. And I've kind of grown my collection back up, gone back into vintage G.I. Joe as well.
Excellent. So what are you familiar enough with some of your vendors who are coming out? Do you feel like you're going to get a good mix of both the new and the old, and as well as some other things of interest to collectors?
To be honest, the new guys are really, really, really covered. The older guys, there's going to be some vintage there. As a vintage collector, I wish there was more. but we do have Eva Thompson, who's been at a lot of the shows. She has quite a few vintage.
I have known Eva for easily 20 years or more.
Oh, good, good.
That you brought her name up actually brought a smile to my face. I thought, well, thank goodness she's still around and still doing this stuff, because she's just dynamite.
Oh, sure. We're more than happy to have her with us. And I believe there's a few other vendors that are going to bring vintage as well. I would have to say that the show is probably 75% new stuff and about 25% vintage 1/6 scale G.I. Joe.
Excellent. This will, of course, all be on Saturday, October 6th,
yes,
from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Carrollton. Can you tell us a little about the locale for this show?
We pick the church where we have our meetings at. And the show, we're giving most of the money to the church, more as to pay back for all the time that we've met there over the years.
Excellent.
So it's more of a just payback for all the building usage we've had over the years. And it's at Beltline and Josie Lane. And the easiest way to get there is if you're coming off I-35 to take the Beltline exit, head east for about 3 miles until you hit the Josie Lane exit, go north on Josie Lane, make a left, and at the very next light, make a left. And at the next parking lot entrance, make a left. You'll see the church on your left. The sanctuary looks like a pyramid. You can't miss it. And on the other side of the sanctuary is the hall where the actual show will be at, an action figure show.
Well, excellent. And myself and Rick Gutierrez, fearless leader of the United States of Geekdom, will be there shamelessly promoting our assorted websites and endeavors. And probably have a few little non-G.I. Joe goodies for sale out there to help keep our websites up and running.
Okay.
And we're very much looking forward to this. It's really, I believe that you had mentioned to me before we started recording that the Great Texas G.I. Joe Show, it was looking like they weren't going to have a show this year. So I think for a lot of G.I. Joe collectors, at least to have a venue to come and shop is going to be a great boon.
Yes. I mean, we decided to have the show kind of for two reasons. The club guys had a real big swap meet one meeting, and they just loved it, and they enjoyed it, and they kind of wanted to have a big swap meet. And I'm just like, you know, just a little push, we can have a big swap meet. And the second thing was is to see people at some of the websites, forums. When's the next show? When's it going to be? You know, it's like all these little lost souls. looking for a place to go, and part of it was the empathy for these people looking for some place to go, because, you know, like I said, I go to a lot of shows myself, and I've been lucky enough to be able to travel to some of these shows, and I just kind of felt bad that there wasn't going to be a show on the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we kind of decided that, you know, we're going to start out small, but we're going to have a show, and we're going to see where we can go from here. This may lead to bigger, better things, or, you know, maybe we keep it at the same place, or maybe we say we're out of our league.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're taking an absolutely great approach. It's always best to kind of start out small, let it either just go crazy or just be as mild and get its footing under it as it's going to do. And we certainly wish you the best of luck, and we will be out there great guns ourselves. So we're looking forward to it. A free admission, by the way, to everyone listening in. And, of course, we'll have the links, as you've seen on this post, that you're from whence you found this, if you found it on our websites. If you haven't, go to either UnitedStatesOfGeekdom.com or JediCole.com, where you can find links to the information. You can find links to the website for DFW Joe Show. You can find the links also to a map to get to the show, as well as the Facebook page for the show. And I will also have a link there for the G.I. Joe, the DFW G.I. Joe Collectors Club, because I think that that's something that if you're not aware of that, you're probably thinking, well, what, that there's a club? And we'll have a link there for you so you can get in touch with these guys and get involved with some folks who love what you love as well. So thank you very much for taking some time with me, Keith, to talk about the show. And this will be live in time to let everybody know about it, and we will see you there.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing big crowds there. And if we're not big crowds, just people who like to talk about G.I. Joe and shop around, more the merrier, but, you know, good quality people we're always looking for.
Well, I'll tell you, it's free admission, so if you love G.I. Joe, you should get out there and check it out, because you're going to meet some great people.